McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven Muslim-majority nations. More than a dozen states submitted court filings against the ban, along with nearly 100 companies. Here now from White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
What we're discussing right now has nothing to do with the merits of the order. The law is very clear on this. The president has huge discretion to protect the safety of the American people and our nation's institutions with respect to who can come into this country. This is just purely on the injunction that the judge issued.
Spicer added that the travel ban will withstand the legal challenges in the long run. A brief filed by the Justice Department calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban an error and vastly overbroad. A number of companies have submitted court filings supporting the ban. Human rights groups, a number of U.S. lawmakers, several retired generals, and former ambassadors are expressing concern about President Trump's defense of Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a broadcast interview Sunday on Fox Network, Trump restated his respect for Putin, that is, after the host Bill O'Reilly challenged Trump, calling the Russian president a killer, in his words. Trump replied this way.
Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Trump has declined to say anything negative about Putin during his campaign, prompting some analysts to question the Russian leader's influence on the new president. An Afghan official say a suicide bomb attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, has killed at least 12 people. Details of the incident are still coming in. We'll keep you abreast of the latest. This is VOA News.